Hello. So here we are, 5 years later. Guess who's back?
It's me.
It's Clara. The OGs will know that when we first started this podcast, it was co-hosted by Clara and I. And Clara has decided to join us again. And we are very excited for this new chapter. And we're going to chat about what happened, what went down in these last 5 years.
Oh my God. I feel like we have gone through the ringer and back. But I also feel like I'm bringing back this part of me that I never got to show to everyone. Well, I guess we didn't really show, but like I just never got to express like that part of me. So I'm really excited to like bring back this, well, not bring back, but bring this energy to the table that I like couldn't have brought before. So this is really exciting for me.
Yes, like I feel like life has been so different. We were literally still in our 20s back then. Now we're in our 30s.
Oh God.
We moved like 7 times in the
That
last
was you.
five
I
years.
moved. Okay, so Glow Radio was when I lived in my okay, so since then I'm like literally trying to think about all of the places I lived in. Because we moved together, right? Like ever since. Oh no, I moved into Trashes.
Trash is
I
aka
don't know if we
my
have
ex.
context on Trash, but Trash is Jacqueline's ex. So I moved in because I was like, I'm going through a breakup. And she's just like, cool, let's just stay. And then Trash is that's a whole story for another time. But Trash was being very hospitable, let's just say. And then we both left there.
Was so funny. You broke up with your relationship. You moved in. Then I end up breaking up, but then you stay there all
Oh my God, I had to stay with
the
Trash for like a month, and he was just like crying to me. He was just like, Jacqueline. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, you fucked up. Like, fuck you. Anyways. He's like the disc, like, okay, I don't want slander right now, but it's just
No
like living
slander.
with
We're over
like,
it. It's been
it
so
literally is
long.
living with like human garbage. So, okay.
I feel like I need to. Should I say the dream I had last night?
Yeah, why not?
I thought it was so funny. Such a Mercury retrograde dream. For some reason, I dreamt that Clara and I were working for this waste management company. Like, what in the world? And then all of a sudden, Trash shows up because he also works at the job, but he's like somewhere else. Like, he's like doing a different role. And then I'm like, what the fuck? Why is he here?
And then
Because
I
I gotta
was like, he
remember.
is the waste. Like, we need to manage him. Like, he is the waste.
But yeah, that was just a funny thing that happened.
Yeah,
But
that was a very
anyway.
ADHD moment. Okay, we trailed off. So we moved out together since
Yes.
then. So I stayed with Trash, and then we finally were like, no, this is not happening. And then I was like couch surfing my brother's place. And I think you went home.
Yeah, I
You
went
were at
home
your
first.
family home.
I
Okay.
stayed there for like, I think only 2 months because I went to Bali for a
Right.
vacation with my other girlfriend, came back, me and Clara found a place.
Yeah, shit, that was fast. It was like 3 months and we were like set up in a basement suite, living our like saddest era ever. It was very healing, but like, you know, when you're just healing and it's just everything is just sad. Like, you're just like, I'm in so much pain. I've ignored feeling this way for the last, you know, decade of my life, but now I'm feeling all of it in like all at once. And then we moved to Queensboro. So that was like the condo. And then I moved in with my current boyfriend, and then you have moved like five times since.
And then I moved to the island where I'm still at right now.
Oh my God. Yeah, but she moved in like 10 different like areas in the island, I swear to God.
Yeah, so many. I feel like it was so. The energy changed so much because when we were living in the basement, it was like the first time I ever allowed myself to rest. I think that's why I was like, life just like, you know, when you're burnt out and you just get like hit by a ton of bricks.
It was bedridden. Like you were literally just like late. Like I would walk by your room and it's doors open and it's like sad music playing or gongs or something. And you're just laying in bed like, and I'm just like, are you okay? Like, you're like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just tired.
It's crazy. Tired. Oh my god, and like flash forward to now, I feel like we've both been just talking about learning how to balance more in our life because we didn't have that before. Like I was so go, and then living in the basement, I finally needed to rest, and I rested for like 2 years and then now
like, I'm okay, I'm we're ready. Not even exaggerating.
But now, like, I'm ready to be a human again. So it's like, how do I incorporate rest, but also, you know, do normal people things?
Yeah, because I also have that kind of attitude where it's just like, go hard or go home. And, you know, discovering how to actually balance it where it's like, how do I go hard sometimes and then, you know, do normal, like, the rest. So that I'm not laying in bed dead, like, every other day just praying like, why am I so tired?
Yeah, totally. And I feel like we've just like learned so much since then. Like I think just even learning about my own menstrual cycle, I feel like has helped me kind of understand the energy better.
Are you I guess functioning based off your cycle? Like you're like, okay, let's say I'm ovulating, I can be like energy vibe, you know, and then like when it's menstruation time, you're just like, I know I need to just chill the fuck out.
I think it just teaches me to listen to my body more, but you know how my period is so irregular, so I can never really predict, but it just gives me a little bit more of an understanding because I'm like, okay, like I feel like my hormones are dropping today, so I shouldn't go so ham. You know,
so like being able to feel into your body and like intuiting like, okay, you know, I feel the dip in energy. It must be because like maybe there's a shift in hormones or something.
Yeah, exactly. Just listening to our bodies.
Yeah, I'm the same way where I'm like, okay, I know my period's coming. I'm just like, all right, like I know I'm going to be a sack of shit.
Yeah,
I know it and I'm not going to beat myself up for it. It's just like the time of the month, so I accept.
Yeah, totally. That's kind of how I feel right now because I think my period is coming soon. But what would you say, like, if you were to go back to your younger self, like 5 years ago when we were just starting this podcast, what is a piece of advice or what would you say to that person knowing what you know now?
Oh, girl, I feel like I have so much to tell her. I'm literally just like speaking from what I'm seeing in my mind's eye, and it's just me like grabbing her by the shoulders and just like looking her dead in the eyes and be like, girl, you don't even know all of the good things that you are like gonna experience. And she's probably like, no, like I don't think so, like I've reached my peak or whatever. I'm gonna slap her and then I'm gonna be like, no, like you're gonna learn how to deal with all these hard feelings. You're, you know, the big part of it is just learning it, and you're gonna learn how to speak for yourself and like stand up for yourself and just like tell people what you want directly without shying away from it or feeling uncomfortable. Like, and you are gonna be able to I don't even know how to describe this energy that I'm in right now. It's really just like that manifesting energy where I'm just like, this is what I want. And I command it. Like, I'll tell people like, this is what I want. And that's usually like what I get, which is, I don't think I ever would have thought that ever would happen. And of course, after slapping her and she's crying and I'm telling her all these things, I would actually like teach her how to feel the feelings, like maybe be that guide for her, just like, okay, like now you feel this feeling, okay, this is how we're gonna process it, this is how we're gonna feel it. I think that's like Yeah, it'll be a nice long conversation of that nature. What about you?
Well, I think the feelings one is such a big one, because I didn't realize for so long that I was suppressing like feelings, and also I was like afraid of feelings, or like deeming feelings as a bad thing. I think that's what contributed to a lot of my anxiety. And even now, I feel like I'm still learning to overcome that. So that's definitely a big part of it. I think I would tell her that. I don't even know. It's like you're going to go through so many intense experiences, like so much. Like you cannot avoid your karma, you know?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You can't avoid your karma. And you're just going to go through a lot of still painful situations, but it's going to change your outlook in so many ways. Like, I think I was thinking about this today, where I feel like one thing I've realized is we all interpret situations or conversations based on the story that we have in our head. And I think this is what helps me, like, not take things so personally. And as I say this, I feel like I was like triggered this morning by that. So that thing that happened, I'll get into that later, but because I feel like I've had many conversations with people recently where I was meaning things a certain way, but they totally interpreted it in a different way. And I could see that. And I'm like, oh, I guess like I see how I do that sometimes with people. And I'm like, oh, like we're all constantly projecting. I think that's like I would try to, I don't even know if I could explain that to my younger self, because I feel like she wouldn't even get it. But it's just like, you're just going to experience a lot of things. Like the more you think you know things, the less you actually know. So don't be a know-it-all.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that, because now that you're saying it, I feel like my younger self would just be in disbelief. Because you know that saying where it's like, if the universe gave you everything you wanted now, you wouldn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I were to tell my, you know, that younger version of me, like, you're going to have all these things, like, I don't think she would know what to do with all that information. She's like, how do I get there? Like, it makes no sense. So I totally understand what you mean when you're just like, no, you're just going to have to feel all these things and experience them.
Yeah, I think actually,
Jacqueline's dog's butt.
Oh, she's just like sniffing around right now. Actually, I think I wouldn't even try to teach her anything. I think I would just like console and comfort her and be like, it's going to be okay. You know, things are still going to be shit sometimes, but it's going to be okay. And then you're going to see once you get there, basically.
I love that. I think maybe, I don't know, I always have that Mars energy, the tough love approach, where I'm just like, if I could change it now, I would. But you know what? I kind of like what you're bringing to that, because it's like, you know, we at some point just need to experience it. Like, it's not just like our parents saying like, oh, you know, like one day you'll know, you know, versus like they're trying to actually tell us, this is what's going to happen when you grow up. And then we're just going to be like, yeah, right. Like, that's not going to happen to me, but it does happen.
You know, it's so funny that you say that, because I feel like that is like the one thing that triggers me so much too. Like when like an authority figure or a parent or someone is just like, oh, you don't get it because you're not like this age or whatever. Like someone tries to hang their like age over you. I think that's what was triggered today by the the cord cutting I did. So today I like saw one of my neighbors for the first time, and he told me, like, he saw me walking my dog, and then he's like, make sure you pick up the poo. And in my mind, I'm like, that's such a weird thing to say to someone. It just felt like a very, like, I'm like, thanks, dad. Like, are you my dad? Like, what the fuck? Like, fuck off kind of deal. My Aquarius Mars is like, don't tell me what to do. And my dog doesn't have shit outside. It's an indoor dog. But yeah, I think that's what triggers people, try to like tell you, or I don't know, they just not like allowing you to go through the experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just feel like, and it's so jarring when it's a stranger, because you're just like, why are you talking to me? Like, look the other way. Go pay attention to your own shit. Pick up your own shit. Like, leave me alone, right? Like, it's just unsolicited advice drives me absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But I also think that's just a fire sign thing. It's like,
it is a fire sign.
Don't cross me.
But I also feel like I've learned to not give like unsolicited advice more too. Because yeah. I think I grew up with that, like with my parents. Or like that was how love was shown in my family, like giving unsolicited advice. So I think that's also been a big, big lesson.
Yeah, I do feel like for me as a child, like all I got was like lectured. It was never like a compliment or like good job. It was either like a lecture or something neutral. So like I never understood. I was just like, when people like say nice things to you, I'm always just like, what's the catch? Like, what did I do? And it's just, isn't childhood funny? Like, it's, you just grow up feeling so like opposite from what you got, like whatever you received, and somebody does the opposite, you're just like repulsed by it, even though it's like the nicest thing someone could do for you.
Yeah, I feel that. Or like, I just feel like the more, I guess, self-aware I am and like how I see my triggers, then I'm like, oh, that's like another unhealed part. Like, for example, like as we're talking about like the unsolicited advice thing, I think it's funny because one of my TikTok videos recently got a lot of views. Like, it was like a dancing video, a silly, just stupid video. And most of the comments are very, very positive. But sometimes I'll see a comment of someone like giving advice. They're like, oh, you need to loosen up more. I'm like, you missed the point of the video. Like, no fucking shit. I need to loosen up more. Like, no, like, I'm not a dancer. It's not meant, like, no one asked you for your advice, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's just so annoying. That's just so funny. And I can see how. Oh, what the heck? My decline. Spam call. But yeah, I can just see why someone would want to give advice. I'm like, oh, it's probably because, you know, their family showed them that as quote unquote love growing up. So it helps me like understand more. But I think it's just really funny.
Yeah. Or like they're probably like a dancer and they're just like, well, you know, you have to relax. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean? But I used to be like that too. Like, I was so self-critical that I would just criticize like everyone. I'll look at a friend and be like, ew, do your brows. You know what I mean? Like, but that's just because I was so hyper aware and like sensitive about myself. And then now I'm just like, I don't care. Like, I just don't care. Do whatever you want. Have a unibrow. I don't give a shit. Live your best life. And I think that's the kind of energy that I want to bring to this podcast. Like, I want to come back and just be like, live your best life. Because when I think back to like, kind of like our first few episodes, like we were so rigid. I think we literally had like a thing typed up, like questions or something send it to the TV or something like that? I don't remember.
I think you might have. I think we might have done that a few times.
Like, we were so scared of just, like, messing up that we had to print out, like, we really typed out questions. And we were like, okay, we gotta, like, get it all set up. And now I'm just like, live your damn best life, man. Just say whatever you want. Do whatever you want.
You know, it's so funny that you say that. Because when I think back to when we started, I totally forgot about, like, that part. And I actually feel like there were certain episodes like right in the beginning where we were a lot more free and it was just like stupid stuff. I remember we did like an ASMR like noodle eating.
I will never forget that
episode. Like, that was like one of my favorites because it was just like us doing stupid shit. And I remember us talking about this where it's like sometimes we want to talk about deep topics, you know, we love that stuff. And then like other times we just want to do like silly, like light stuff, you know, it's not one or the other. And it's a mix of both.
Yeah, and I definitely I still align with that. Like, I still feel like sometimes we just want to talk about like life, like just the real things in life and things that we experience that maybe we just want to get off our chest and share. And then other times I just want to be like naughty Sag Pisces like combo where we just get to have fun. And I don't know, like my favorite thing right now is drawing things from memory. I literally will sit there cackling to myself because I'm drawing Nemo, which like does not look like Nemo. It just looks like some like Walmart fish. So yeah, I like the, again, and we're back to balance. Like we're literally trying to find that balance in life, and it's a fucking journey.
Yeah, I just feel like balance has been such a big theme for us because we're such extreme people. We're like either go all or nothing, but it doesn't always have to be like that. And it kind of makes things more rigid when we think like that, like when we think in absolutes instead of just like allowing ourselves to intuitively come with things. And like we were just talking before this about like over planning isn't really helpful because it doesn't allow you to listen to your intuition or allow the universe to do its thing. So that's something that I'm working on, like just stop over planning. Things will go the way that they are meant to go.
And I think from time and time again, like it just proves it every single time where the second we surrender is that's when all the answers are like, okay, I'm here. I'm at your door. Like, hi. And like solid proof. I was having a difficult meeting at work today, just between myself and my boss. And I didn't want to like, I was going to say schedule. I didn't want to plan out what I was going to say. You know, I was just like, I really want to trust my intuition. And I didn't end up winging it at the meeting today because I ended up waking up at 4 a.m. with like all of the thoughts and like things that I wanted, the points that I wanted to bring up. And I just wrote it all down. So like, you know, just because you're trusting your intuition, I also feel like it's not like it has to be in the heat of the moment. An intuition can come in like a form of a download, but like, I let it go and then I went to bed and then I woke up at 4 a.m. with like all of the answers like that I, you know, I was worried about. So I just think that when it comes to planning, we should just allow that gap for things, I guess, to process. And then all of a sudden you might just receive like that information spontaneously. And then you're like, oh, what was I so worried about? Nothing.
I love that example, and I feel like it's often like that. Like whenever I have, I don't even know, like if I have like a project or like, I guess this is an example I have, like sometimes if I do like a brand collaboration for a company in the past, and then I'm like trying to plan out what I want the video to be about, right? I'm like really trying to over plan and like all these things. And it never does well. Instead, because then I get scared. I'm like, oh my God, the deadline is coming up. Like, I don't have any ideas. How am I going to do this? But whenever I like let it go, then the idea always comes to me. Like, even when it's like close, like everything flows and it's fine. But when I try to like plan every single step, it doesn't work out.
So what, like, how much of it would you plan then? Like, would you just be like, I have a rough idea and I'm just gonna like leave it at that? Or do you just like, I'm not gonna fucking plan at all and just like wing all of it?
I feel like I'm still trying to find my balance, but just looking at the projects that I've done in the past, I feel like every time that I have an idea, it just never ends up going the way that I want it to. But when I have zero plan, like literally nothing, then I will like see something that will inspire me or whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's what I can do. So I guess to answer your question, it works best when I have zero plan.
Ooh, actually what you said, it kind of makes me think of that like generator response where it's like, you are responding to like the stimuli that you're seeing. And then you're like, oh, like I'm inspired versus like, yeah, I don't know. Planning, I just feel like it never does well for anybody. Because like you're just so, it's so rigid. And like, what if the universe can bring you something even better?
Exactly. Like, I think, I don't know, I feel like our society and the conditioning, like there's so much planning involved. I think that's why it didn't work out for me when I used to work in so many different marketing jobs and social media jobs, because they want you to plan like for like months ahead. And I'm like, well, yes, like I guess you're gonna plan for certain things like occasions or whatever, but it just, I feel like sticking to the plan just never felt right.
Yeah, even like me in my current job, I have created countless plans, because I right now I'm overseeing a department, and like we're just constantly making changes, and then it's like, okay, here's a new plan, you know what I mean? And I keep making these plans and they never go according to plan, because you know, we're humans, we're, it's a bunch of humans in one space, and we're all spontaneous, we're all creative, we all got, you know, different things going on in our lives. Like, we can't just be like married to the plan, because it just doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, totally. So I guess this is a PSA. Fuck planning.
I'm sorry, I'm just yawning right now. That 4 a.m. wake up call was a big shocker to me, and I couldn't even go back to sleep. I was just like, I have to write everything down, and then I still couldn't sleep. So that was a wild journey.
I feel like those are the best moments, though, especially as we're recording this today on the Virgo new moon. I feel like it's such divine timing. And I feel like a big lesson for Virgo, too, is like to like let go of control of the details and kind of go with the flow a bit more.
Which is ironic, because I feel like Virgo is like so opposite to that, where it's like, I need to have a plan, I need to like do all these things. And like, it's like, where do you even find that balance? Like, I don't know how it feels to be a Virgo moon. And I, you know what I mean? I think about it, I'm like, are you just like, I don't even know. Like, are you just panicking all day? Like,
I kind of hate it.
Oh my God, my life isn't put together.
I think it's, I don't know. Like, I always feel like with astrology, each sign is kind of meant to use the traits of the opposite sign to balance out. So for Virgo, particularly, it's to balance out more of the Pisces traits. But for me, I feel like it's a bit difficult, because I have both the signs in my chart and they're constantly like punching each other.
Yeah. And I feel like for me, because I'm like pretty Sag, and then I have that Leo moon, and it's just like all the ultimate fire, but like I feel like fires are also just very low key, like emo and depressed all the time, but we just don't show it. So it's just, I just feel like I'm constantly living in like an emo party where we hype ourselves up, but like really it's like, what kind of sadness are we hiding behind, you know? Like,
I feel like that's like your Capricorn energy too.
Capricorn, yeah, it's really depressing. But my Leo moon, I guarantee 100% is like the source of my depression.
The moon sign, I feel like in general, is like one of the hardest placements, because it's like your inner world, like your private, I don't know, like I feel like it's just such an emotional turbulent placement.
It is like the what is that? I lost the word for it, but it is pretty much like my kryptonite is my moon sign. I'm always like, God damn it. Why am I so hurt all the time? It's my moon sign.
The death of the moon sign.
Well, did you say you pulled the astrology for Glow Radio? I couldn't remember.
Oh, I did. Okay, so the day that Clara and I decided that we were going to co-host again, I pulled up the chart for that. Oh, I also pulled up, do you want me to go over the old chart and the new one?
Yeah.
Okay, so the old one was when we started 5 years ago. The chart is Virgo Sun, Cancer Moon, Leo Mercury, Libra Venus, and Capricorn Mars, and Virgo Rising.
Oh my God, it's so Virgo. But I do feel like we were very Virgo, like it was very Virgo vibes.
So Virgo. And the Cancer moon, like very emotional. And then the Leo Mercury, I could see, also had a North node in Leo too. But let me pull up the one recently when we decided to co-host again. I think it was, let me check here.
Like a week ago?
This was... Okay, this was actually when I decided to create a new TikTok account for us, which I've not posted on yet.
Okay.
But this one is, oh my God, it's so funny and so similar. Virgo sun, again, Cancer moon, but Virgo Mercury this time, Leo Venus, Mars in Libra, and Scorpio ascendant.
Oh my God. So we're...
Then, oh my God, I need to let my dog out.
Okay. Shit, what were we talking about?
The chart.
Okay, it's so interesting because we wanted to do the podcast. It's always in Virgo season for some reason. Like, it's just, is it like mercurial, you know, or we're just like, you know, feeling that Virgo energy of like, we need to be of service. We need to like do things. But I do see the Scorpio rising like that. Like, we're here to kind of, we're in more of, like, that transformative space, or, like, we've got more of that, like, Scorpio mom vibes now, because now we're not 28 anymore, or however old you were when you started. And then the Libra Mars, I see that versus, like, Capricorn, like, maybe before we were trying so hard to, like, make it. We're like, ah, we were talking about money and, like, all that stuff. And now we're just, like, Libra. We're like, do whatever the fuck you want. Like,
yeah, do whatever you want. I feel like it's more about relationship building, you know, instead of making money or building an empire, which I feel like is very much the old vibe.
Yeah, we're no boss babes, okay? Now we're just, like, old hippies.
Boss babe is so 2018.
Remember we went to that Boss Babe event or something, and I was just like, I don't know, I just felt so cringe.
Yeah, so cringe. It's definitely a new era, but I'm excited.
I feel like I'm not sure if I would ever mingle in like that kind of situation again, where it's like, oh, what do? I sell underwear. Oh, what do? I don't know, whatever the fuck they did. And then I'm just literally like, cool, I have a podcast.
I know. I feel like it's so, yeah, those events just feel very not genuine to me. Like, it just like feels like everyone wants to use each other to get ahead, but I don't feel like that's the vibe that I'm going for anymore. Like, I want to build genuine connections with people I actually care about and like, you know?
What are some things, just thought of it now, that we would want to do with the podcast? Like, for example, for me, like, I would love to throw a get together, but not like a Boss Babe event, but literally just like, let's hang out. Like, let's just meet our listeners and like, let's hang out and let's like be silly, or I don't know, do some stupid games or something.
I would love that. I feel like, yeah, I would really like something like that, because all I really enjoy is like good food and connection.
Oh my God, like renting out a restaurant and just like, I don't know, we just, I don't know, just a fun like food event.
Yes, stay tuned, guys.
So Taurus, I'm just like, food. What do you like, food? okay, honestly, me at work, we are all eating lunch together. I'm the one with like fucking... I'm like, oh, I cooked this meal. It's like got all these like delicious things in it. I'm like, this is a leek, potato something, tofu on rice with chili oil. And then everyone at work's like, literally just like, this is a sandwich. Like, they're just eating a sandwich or something, or like just having a bowl of soup. And I'm just like, oh, I'm eating all these things. And then I'm like, oh, that looks good. Can I have a bite? And I'm just like eating their food. And I'm always just that like food person at work. And I'm just like, I can't help it. I'm the only one with the Taurus like sign in my chart. Everyone else is like, Sag, Cancer, Leo, Libra, whatever, Gemini. And then I'm just here like, Taurus, I like food. I can't help it.
I love Taurus energy. I just realized my microphone was like unplugged, so I don't even know what the sound was earlier. I don't know if it fell out or something.
Oh, I've been hearing you talk. Okay. Like it fell out during me talking, or
I think so. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
but Mercury retrograde life. But yes, to what you were saying, Taurus energy is honestly my favorite. Like that's all I want to do in life. Just live and eat.
That's pretty much my life. I'm like planning my next meal is like, that is my greatest success in life.
That's what we should plan for.
So we should do like a games and food. Remember that? I forgot her name, Nina or something. Like, didn't they like have this event with like cereal?
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
Like one games of our really, or something.
One of our guests 5 years ago.
I forgot what they did. I honestly like did designer or like influencer or something, and then there's cereal and games. But I'm in.
Yes.
Give me some cereal. I don't care. I just want food. Just stuff that's like all that. I want. We'll vibe with food and games.
Totally. So stay tuned, Glow Gang. We will have some food events in the future.
The Glow Gang sounds really forced. Hey, Glow Gang.
Glow bitches.
Glow fuckers. No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to pull like a we can't make that happen, Gretchen. Mean girls on crack. What did she say? She's like, oh my god, that's just not gonna happen.
I don't remember the exact.
I don't know.
Something like that.
But if I get flack for this, I don't give a shit. I'm just living my best life.
Yes. YOLO. Well, I guess that shall conclude our first episode back.
This is a very Virgo exit.
I don't know what to say.
All right, this has concluded. End.
Virgo season energy is too strong.
It is.
Right now.
I definitely do feel that, like, return to the mic awkwardness, just because I haven't done this in a while. But we are signing out because I'm tired. And this is a good first effort for our first episode back.
Yes. Happy new moon in Virgo. And we shall see you again very, very soon.
This is so sad. It's just such a sad ending. But, you know, goodbye.
How do you want me to sign off?
Have a good new moon. Goodbye.